A cognitive scientist tried to impress someone with acid jazz and failed spectacularly. This embarrassing moment sparked a profound question. What actually makes things compelling? Why do mountains steal our breath, jokes trigger uncontrollable laughter, and religious experiences move billions? The answer isn't random. It's rooted in how our minds evolved to survive. Understanding what captivates us reveals something deeper. We're not passive observers of the world, but active participants in a psychological dance between ancient survival instincts and modern experiences. Our attention isn't arbitrary. It follows predictable patterns shaped by millions of years of evolution, patterns that advertisers, artists, and religious leaders have learned to exploit. Your skull houses two warring systems. The old brain, ancient survival mechanisms near the brainstem, operates on instinct and emotion. The new brain, frontal regions governing logic, struggles to control these impulses. Consider the trolley problem. Logic might approve switching tracks to save five lives at the cost of one, but emotion recoils at physically pushing someone for the same result. This creates what psychologist Jonathan Haidt calls moral dumbfounding, feeling something intensely without understanding why. These unconscious processes function as black boxes, producing sudden intuitions without revealing their workings. Research shows people who consistently trust gut feelings more readily believe random events relate directly to them, a symptom common in mental illness. Gossip comprises 80% of conversation across all cultures. We're drawn to secret information because knowledge of others' private affairs confers social advantage. 60% admit sharing their best friend's confidences, yet we distrust gossipers, perhaps because disapproving signals our own trustworthiness. Modern news functions as technological gossip, with profit-driven organizations prioritizing interesting stories over important ones. Our theory of mind, the ability to reason about others' thoughts, becomes overactive, attributing consciousness to non-sentient things. This explains why religious beliefs involving supernatural agents appear universally, why conspiracy theories prove compelling, and why alien abduction narratives featuring gray aliens resonate. They resemble how newborn babies see human faces. We cry over animated fish and feel terror from horror movies despite knowing they're not real. Evolution designed our senses for a world where things were what they appeared to be, but modern life constantly exposes us to representations, images, stories, simulations. Like optical illusions that trick our visual system, our old brain responds to representations as real, while our new brain knows better. Storytelling likely evolved to communicate wisdom without dangerous firsthand experience, providing low-cost, low-risk surrogate experience. Science fiction and fantasy remain popular despite criticism for shallow characterization because they create compelling worlds with consistent internal rules. This preference correlates with autism spectrum traits. People with higher autism quotient scores prefer plot-driven stories, emphasizing world-building over character development. This aligns with gender differences. Women buy 80% of fiction and favor people-focused narratives, while men gravitate toward thing-focused content. Computer games, though not yet widely accepted as art, already dominate financially and typically demand 40-plus hours of engagement compared to films 2 to 3 hours, allowing audiences to experience stories as characters rather than observers. We find immense pleasure in detecting patterns. Psychologist Alison Gopnik compares it to orgasm. This sensitivity evolved because missing a pattern, like a predator, costs more than seeing one that isn't there. As we gain expertise in languages, music, or art, we develop a vocabulary of patterns, allowing finer distinctions. What once seemed indistinguishable, raindrops, unfamiliar faces, becomes recognizably varied. Experts detect more patterns than novices, explaining their preference for complex, original stimuli. Symmetry, especially bilateral symmetry, strongly predicts beauty judgments, likely because it's associated with living things facing us. Interestingly, dyslexics who struggle with letter reversals show enhanced symmetry detection, suggesting we must partially unlearn this skill to read properly. The perceptual fluency hypothesis reveals we like and believe things we find easy to process. Statements in unfamiliar accents or difficult fonts are believed less. Familiarity makes processing easier and things more attractive, though we eventually grow bored and might later return with renewed interest. Incongruity generates curiosity by leveraging our evolutionary advantage, adaptable learning systems instead of hardwired instincts. Even science fiction must balance novelty with familiarity. William Gibson noted that accurately predicting 2007's complexity in 1977 would have seemed too outlandish to publishers. Our tolerance for incongruity varies with personality. Those high in openness to experience prefer dissonant art. And mental state. When insecure or sad, we crave familiar images. Play represents our response to incongruity through interactive entertainment. Computer games, played by 90% of Western children, improve response times, creativity, vision, and strategic thinking. Violent first-person shooters prove more beneficial for visual abilities and scientific reasoning than puzzle games. Our innate curiosity drives exploratory movement. We're drawn to spaces promising hidden information. Museums use connected rooms rather than branches. Parks feature winding paths. Art suggesting hidden places or impossible scenarios, like Escher's work, captivates through resolution challenges. Western musical keys create stability, with outside notes providing interest. The saddest music combines minor modes, low pitch, slow tempo, and dissonance. The harder we work to understand something, the more we value it. This idea-effort justification occurs because we experience pleasure solving difficult problems, resolve cognitive dissonance by justifying mental effort, and better remember self-generated interpretations through the generation effect. This explains why obscure writing can be compelling. Readers invest effort finding meaning, then value that meaning precisely because they worked for it. When meaning is ambiguous and readers respect the author, they'll find interpretations they already believe true, making the text seem profound. Scientific writing aims for a single interpretation, whereas postmodern writing deliberately invites multiple interpretations, making obscure philosophical works function more like art than science. Poetry and religious texts exemplify this principle. The time devoted to interpreting them creates strong attachments to those interpretations. As science advances, religions increasingly adopt unfalsifiable beliefs that cannot be disproven. Most personal religious experiences involve minor miracles that could be interpreted naturally rather than major miracles that clearly violate natural order. Confusing concepts like the Holy Trinity remain compelling precisely because they're incomprehensible and trigger awe. Studies show analytical thinking decreases religiosity. Religion thrives on mystery rather than clarity. Understanding what rivets us helps navigate compelling ideas, both true and false. News agencies exploit our desire for narrative, sensationalizing stories and warping reality. Unlike rewarding activities, news consumption offers neither present pleasure nor future benefit, causing anxiety while rarely prompting action. Is rationality always beneficial? Sometimes irrationality serves us better. People with depressive realism assess themselves accurately but suffer for it, while self-deception often improves performance. Supernatural beliefs can be adaptive. Good luck charms boost performance by 50%, and prayer reduces stress and blood pressure. Religious people experience less anxiety when making errors and tend to be happier, though this effect disappears in societies where religion isn't highly valued. Your mind evolved to find certain things irresistible. Patterns, social drama, mysteries, beauty. These aren't weaknesses to overcome, but features to understand. The next time something captivates you, pause and ask why. What ancient survival mechanism is being triggered? In understanding what rivets us, we reclaim agency over our attention, the most valuable resource in an age designed to steal it.